This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 450. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. It's also provided by Cabbage, small business loans for the real world. Get quick access to working capital with a Cabbage line of credit. I remember when I was an angel investor in the early 2000s, someone came in to present to our group and they had some idea for a business. And they said to me, all I need is $3 million to get this thing started. And I thought to myself, that's all I need is $3 million to get any business started. It should come as no surprise that most companies don't get started that way. They use something called bootstrapping. They use their own money or their friends and family money and not outside investors. Here to talk about how to do it is author, entrepreneur, and USA Today columnist Rhonda Abrams, who is recognized as one of the nation's foremost experts on small business, entrepreneurship, and business planning. Rhonda writes a weekly small business entrepreneurship column in USA Today. Her book, Successful Business Plan, Secrets and Strategies, is America's best-selling business plan guide and has sold more than 1 million copies. Rhonda, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Barry. I'm delighted to be with you and your listeners.
So talk a little bit about what actually is bootstrapping, because many people have different definitions.
Well, as you mentioned, probably most small businesses and most enterprises start with bootstrapping, which is instead of looking for outside money, they find resources from their own pockets, their friends and family, or most importantly, and we're going to talk a little bit about this, from sales. And what it means is really pulling yourself up from your own bootstraps instead of looking for money from outside sources. It seems very sexy to go looking for venture capital or angel investors, but that takes up a lot of time and also often diverts you from actually building a better product or service.
Because not every business is meant to have outside investors. In fact, the vast majority of business aren't. So is bootstrapping really a great place to start for most small business owners? Because it really does help in the end. It helps them focus.
It depends on what kind of business you're starting, of course. I mean, if you're starting a retail business and you have to have a store or a manufacturing plant and you have to have operations and equipment and whatever, it's going to be much harder to do with bootstrapping. But most small businesses, and actually a lot of high-tech companies these days, are started without having to have that big capital expenditures. And if you don't, then looking for ways to start without being involved, required to put money back to either investors or lenders, unless, remember, this is loans as well, means that you stay owning your company, and more importantly, you stay close to your customers, because if you're not spending your time looking for money, what you can be doing is you can be spending your time looking for customers. And, you know, making sales is the absolute number one best way to fund a business.
I love that because that is absolutely right. People also think, well, maybe I can fund my business through getting sales instead of getting money from my friends. Well, of course. So, Rhonda, where do you start if you want to really have a business with bootstrapping and to see if it's even practical?
Well, the first thing to do is to start talking, figuring out what your product or service is and start talking to potential customers. I'm in the process right now of building a new cloud-based application, but we've been out there sort of selling prototypes that are basically slides, in a sense. You know, we've been selling vaporware, in a sense, to get feedback from customers, see what their levels of interest are, and we've learned a lot about our product before we ever wrote a line of code. So first go out and start talking to customers, and the more specific you can be, the more you're trying to actually sort of make a sale, the more you're going to learn. And the more likely you are, you're going to have somebody say to you, hey, this is something I want to buy. When are you going to have it for me? I'm eager to have it now. And that, really is an impetus. And for a lot of things, especially in service businesses, the answer is I can have it for you now. And in which case, I was in a management consultant for almost 15 years, and the way I built that business was I started talking to people and started going to networking at meetings and telling people what I did and started small and charging very little. And I wrote business plans for people. And that's how I got started. So I always sit down with an entrepreneur who's coming to me for a business plan, who's working on developing a company, and I say, who do you plan on selling this to? Have you talked to them? Have you tried to figure out what it is? And have you tried to go out there and make a sale? And I remember someone who came to me and said, because they were going to look for money, and I looked at their product that was close to being ready to go to market, and I said, you're going to spend 6 months to a year looking for money. Instead, spend 3 months looking for a customer, which is what they did, and a year later they came back to me and said it was the best advice they ever got.
I love you mentioned that because I think so many people, when they start out, they don't want the complication of having a customer because they're pretending to start a business or it's a hobby. And I always say, Rhonda, if you ask people, you will be surprised how many of them will actually say yes.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, you know, there's a thing that's called a lean startup, a minimal viable product. And that makes starting with bootstrapping much easier. One of the mistakes I see a lot of first-time entrepreneurs do is they feel like they have to have the perfect product or the perfect website or the perfect whatever it is before they can go out and get a customer. They're so nervous about talking to that. But instead, sit down and say, what's the least that I can go to market with that I can still be able to go out there, get a customer, and keep improving? And an example I had a couple of years ago was that there was somebody who wanted to do some vacation rental property in ski areas. And they felt they needed to build this, you know, $25,000 website to be able to do it before they could start. And I said, you know, there are free website builders out there for small businesses. Get it up, get it running. Even if it means you're talking to people on the phone instead of they're booking it online, you know, get out there and try to see if there's a market for it. Learn about your customers and look for ways you can do things cheaper, faster, and improve as you go along.
You know, I've always said that people spend too much time creating the all singing and dancing product, right? And as you said, if you can get some kind of minimum viable product out there, you can see if customers want to buy that. And I think, Rhonda, this is difficult for a lot of entrepreneurs because they're so caught up still in the idea that, well, if I build the perfect product or service, people will come. It doesn't work that way.
Barry, you are so right. It does not work that way. You know, I mean, we all think if you build a better mousetrap, there'll be the path to your door. Well, no. If you build a better marketing machine, they might.
That's right, exactly.
But I mean, there's so many products and services out there that you sit there and you go, all they did was figure out how to market this thing. And, you know, it's not a better product at all. It's not a better service at all, but they're better at marketing. And so getting close to your customers, and also, is not only important, but you're going to have to do it sooner or later. I think one of the reasons people spend a lot of time perfecting their product or service before they go talk to customers is they're really sort of afraid of that rejection.
A rejection, sure.
And one of the things you have to understand about raising money is it's going to take a lot of time. Raising money is going to be a full-time job, probably for a minimum of 6 months, and it could be a year. And during all that time, you're losing opportunities to make sales. And let's talk about the benefit of having sales versus investors or lenders. One of the things is you don't owe anybody anything. If you go to a lender, and there's a lot of people out there right now who want to lend to small businesses, you're going to have to pay that back, and often with pretty high interest rates, especially for a new business. So that's going to be a burden that's going to take resources away from you growing your company. And if you go to an investor, you're going to have a partner for life. In most cases, who's going to want to help tell you what to do, who could possibly replace you, and is certainly going to make demands. So, but if you have a customer, those are the demands you feel most like making, that you most trust, because they're doing it based on need, not because they're sitting in their, you know, large mansion somewhere and think, oh, this is a good idea, and don't really know any more about customers than you do, probably know a lot less. So making sales keeps a much higher percentage of your ownership in with you, keeps your month-to-month burden, your nut, lower because you don't have debt to deal with, and you learn a lot. You learn a lot. And so, you know, we call it a minimal viable product, or MVP. I really want your listeners to take that idea away, you know, from this conversation, which is, how can you get out there and start making sales and bootstrap? Now, there comes a time when bootstrapping may not work for you any longer. You know, as I mentioned, if there's large capital expenditures, that may not work. But also, you may have started with a really good idea and a good product or service, and customers love it, and now you need to scale.
And that's later on. So, perfect, Rhonda. We're out of time for this segment. Thanks so much for being on the show. It's really been a privilege.
Well, good, Barry. And we should talk about some resources that people can turn to, like the new Google Primer that's out there. It's a new app to help small businesses learn about these kinds of things and more to grow their business.
Well, you can check out Rhonda's website at www.planningshop.com. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenlos with a look at the roadways. 55 heading northbound slows between Veterans Parkway and 355. The southbound lane, a little heavy between 355 and Route 53 with ongoing construction in both directions. Two right lanes are closed until 10 a.m. Also on 55 southbound at Route 53, that exit ramp continues to be closed until 10 a.m. as well. Outbound on the Dan Ryan slows between 87th and 95th, 20 minutes between downtown and 95th. Tri-State southbound, a little slow between the Stevenson Expressway and the mile-long bridge. They have road construction. Three right lanes are closed until 5 a.m. Also northbound between LaGrange and the Stevenson, three right lanes are closed, so that's causing some minor delays throughout that stretch as well. Tonight, 51 and clear. Tomorrow, 71 and partly cloudy. Currently, it's 61 degrees out. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
There's a trend in Europe and is spread like a virus to American schools, banning best friends.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
Yeah, because it excludes other people. But I think you could have 4 to 5 best friends. But my limit's 5. What's your limit?
I don't have any friends. 5 best friends is your limit.
Mm-hmm. I have 5 best friends that protect me. I protect them. And we don't repeat each other's stuff, if you know what I mean.
That's a gang. Those aren't best friends.
Weekday mornings, starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
Lately, it seems you're not feeling quite right, as if your body is working against you. Dr. Amy and Associates can help create a path to achieve optimal health. Experience personalized health care for your mind, body, and spirit at a practice that blends holistic and traditional medicine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Harris-Nguyen of Dr. Amy & Associates. As an integrative health and wellness center, we take a team approach to your health care, so we welcome the opportunity to work collaboratively with your current health care provider. We're different from today's typical standard of care because our focus is understanding the root cause of your health problem, not just treating the symptoms. It's a personalized approach that explores a wide range of proven treatments and one that's focused on helping you achieve your health and wellness goals so you can achieve a full, happy, and satisfying life.
Call Dr. Amy and Associates to experience a whole person integrative approach to health and wellness. 630-980-1400 or visit dramyandassociates.com. Dr. Amy and Associates, empowering people, changing lives.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moults. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Every small business owner needs confidence, and it's easy to have that confidence when things are going well. But how do you keep it or get it back when things are rough? Here to help is Paul Cummings. He's been educating business professionals for over 35 years and has developed revolutionary techniques in sales, customer service, and leadership. He's a 13-time winner of the Telly Award and 5-time winner of the Communicare Award. He's got a new book out. It's called It All Matters, 125 Strategies to Achieve Maximum Confidence, Clarity, Certainty, and Creativity. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Barry. Excited to be here with you.
With all those C's, I feel like I'm shopping for a diamond ring.
Well, you know, that was kind of one of the interesting things. When I grew up, my grandfather was the first person to ever tell me those three words, it all matters.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me there were four cornerstones, and it was confidence and clarity and certainty and creativity. So it's just been a big part of our work. And so that's where the C's came from.
I think that a lot of small business owners, you know, they have to have the resource to have confidence going into a situation. But then when they come up against a wall, they lose that confidence, or things get, you know, when the tide comes in or they get punched in the mouth. How do you maintain that positive mindset?
You know, Barry, I think one thing is that every adversity is actually just waiting to be turned over and looked at as a challenge. And I think those tough moments, as a small business owner myself, having started multiple companies, some have done great, other struggle point, it's finding the absolute opportunity inside of that challenge. And I actually think setbacks are good things for people that have a positive mindset. So That's my take on confidence is, if your mindset is strong, if you keep your eyes on your most important goals and you have this philosophy of loss lesson, when the loss comes, there is a lesson. And if resiliency is applied to what that contains for you, it can actually, to use your word, can be a great point to bounce from.
Yeah.
And that setback can let you gain altitude, as long as you keep your mental side of your confidence correct.
And Paul, what I've always said is, even if there isn't something to learn from now, it's important somewhere along the line, you've got to let the past failure go so you can regain that confidence.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. In fact, I love that part of your work, because I've seen a lot of small business owners let a temporary setback drag them down because they won't let go of it. And letting go is so important. And I just believe that the confidence side of small business owners has always been a left ear to right ear journey, that our mind is such a powerful instrument that if we keep our mind, if it was like a dial from 1 to 10, if we keep it dialed to 10 at all times, and we continue to focus on the things that are most important to us, what do we really want out of our journey, our life, and our business, that we can find the necessary ingredients of success to remain our confidence even in a really, really difficult situation.
So, Paul, one of the other C's you have is clarity, and I find that's very difficult for small business owners because all these things are coming at them at one time. The market's constantly changing. How do you know what the process is for the proper goal direction?
Yeah, well, goal setting to me is one of the single most important components of any successful person or business. And I think the more defined your goals are, the more they inform your choices, your behaviors. And I think in business, you know, that clutter that's around us all the time, it's really important to know what to say no to, almost more than it is what to say yes to. When we built our e-learning company, one of the things I told everybody, simple, affordable, fun, efficient. And when all the, you know, the feature creep came our way and everybody wanted us to do all these different things with our system, we just had that simple philosophy. If it doesn't make it simple, affordable, fun, and efficient, we're not going to build it. So I think having real clarity around who you are, what you want to accomplish, what your goals are, what your directives are, allow you to inform your own choices and make more effective decisions as a business leader, and not be distracted by the meaningless and concentrate more on the meaningful.
And that's, I think, a strategy that we all can use is we set up, this is what we're trying to do, affordable, fun, and efficient. And if something comes along and you sift it through that filter and it doesn't come out the bottom, you shouldn't be doing it right now.
Exactly. And listen, we said no to so many things when we were building our system out 10 years ago. That people thought we should do. And today we've served almost 1 billion minutes of online content, sticking to those four core philosophies. And it allowed us to build something that we were really proud of, to stick to the mission that we had, and that clarity defined everyone on our team, from the people that designed the content, recorded the content, our video studios. We all knew what the mission was, and we just stuck to it. And it allowed us to not waste money, waste time, waste energy. So that type of clarity, whether it's for a small business owner making financial decisions or a small business owner deciding on a new product, when you have that type of clarity, I just think you're much more effective. And from a quantitative and qualitative standpoint, you're able to accomplish a lot more with that mindset of clarity in hand.
One of the other C's you have is certainty. And I'm not sure how can you really ever have certainty as a small business owner, because the nature of the job to me is things are always uncertain.
Yeah, I think the moment of absolute certainty never arrives. I would agree with you about that. I think in the book, when I was talking about certainty, I was more talking from an individual perspective of being certain in your own mission. You know, my mission statement years ago I wrote was to leave it better than I found it. And the one thing that brought me was that certainty that every time I walked into a room, whether it was to speak, coach, consult, that my goal, my mission, and I was certain about that, was to leave that person, that individual, that group, that organization better than I found it. So I think certainty, from a personal perspective, is mission-based. I think it allows you to chase your dreams down with a massive amount of enthusiasm, energy. You're going to be confused. You and I think one of the great moments in your life is confusion, I think, because
exactly.
It creates curiosity.
Well, I'm doing fantastic,
right?
Then.
Because it creates curiosity, and
right.
Curiosity leads to better questions.
One of the things I want to talk to you about also was the title of the book. You say that it all matters. Why do you think that it all matters? Because sometimes the way that I get through things, or I help other small business owners through things, is saying that doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Well, I think we're actually on the same page, just using different semantics about it. I think once you determine what your all is, what is it that Gary Moltz is attempting to do with his book Unstuck, which, by the way, we're a massive fan of, and a lot of my clients are too, is once you
Thank
get
you.
Your all, then it, you know, it's,
you can come on next week too.
Well, buddy, no, it really, really seriously is a great, great book. There is no doubt about it. And it's helped us. And I don't mind telling you, I owe you some thank you and for that. But for me, the it all matters part is defining what your all is. And that removes the clutter. Because once you know what all is to you, you know, I've worked with teachers all over the United States, and, you know, to an elementary school teacher, what is her all in that classroom? What is it she's trying to impact, accomplish, and do with kids? Well, then that defines the it's that become important to her. So all is not encompassing like every single thing in the world matters. What your all is what matters. And then defining the it's, the behaviors that reinforce your all, your journey, your dash through life. And that's what I try to get people to focus on, is to narrow that down so they understand, you know, the importance of their life's journey and what they're trying to accomplish.
Paul, the last question I have for you is, how do you narrow that down? Because I think that a lot of small business owners go in with the idea, all right, this is my all, and then the all drifts, or people compete for their time, or customers want this. How do you make sure that all the clutter doesn't get in the way of your all?
Well, I think there are several things. I've always believed we're one great question away from everything we want at all times. And so if you came into our office, we have question marks all over our building. And we continue to ask and ask and ask, because if you continue to question your process, question the things that you're doing, look inside of your mission, find the subtle shifts, the minor things that you can do, the tweaks you can make, I think it helps you, again, clear the clutter. And, you know, small business owners, another thing I love about you, we are crazy in some way. There is a level of insanity to starting a business. You go out there with this big dream, this big focus. You put your capital on the line. You pay everybody else first. You pay you last. You go work and work and work, and then life happens to you.
Well, Paul, I appreciate you being on the show, and I appreciate you mentioning almost all my books in this interview. If you want to reach Paul, it's www.paulcummings.com. The title of the book, It All Matters, 125 Strategies to Achieve Maximum Confidence, Clarity, Certainty, and Creativity. Paul, thanks again.
Thanks, Barry. Appreciate it.
Coming up, why you need to choose a small business community to be a part of. This is AM 560 The Answer. Be right back.
Larry Elder doesn't see an answer from experts for climate change.
Do I believe that climate change is real? Yes, because the climate is always changing, which is why they've gone from saying global warming to climate change, because with that, it's heads I win, tails you lose.
There is no consensus about the degree to which man has participated in this?
There certainly is no consensus about what to do about it, whether or not we ought to spend all this money to transfer from a fossil-based fuel to a so-called renewable-based energy.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Former football star and sometimes actor O.J. Simpson, a free man again, released from a Nevada prison.
His attorney has said Simpson will go back to Florida, where some of his family and friends live, and that he looks forward to simple pleasures like eating seafood and steak and getting an iPhone. Simpson was sentenced to 9 to 33 years in prison 9 years ago in Las Vegas for robbery, kidnapping, and weapons charges. He said he was trying to get his own items back from two sports memorabilia dealers.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, some health officials predicting a health crisis in Puerto Rico as hospitals struggle to operate.
We have 51 hospitals across the island that are running right now. Most of them are emergency generators. Those are intended to be temporary solutions. They run out of fuel. Eventually, the mechanics on those generators will fail if you keep them running.
Fox's Mike Tobin, some 1,400 more National Guard troops arriving in Puerto Rico over the weekend to help in the crisis. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. Inbound Eisenhower heavy between Laramie and Cicero with a report of a crash. Thorndale to the post office 31 from Mannheim is 18. On 55 heading northbound, that's slowing between Veterans Parkway and 355. They have road construction in that stretch where the two right lanes are closed. That continues until 10 a.m. And also on 55 southbound at Route 53, the exit ramp continues to be closed. That's in place until 10 a.m. later on this morning. This report is sponsored by Uber. This time of year is tough, balancing free time with wanting to earn extra money. Get your side hustle on and drive with Uber to earn extra money on your time when it works for you. Sign up today at uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details. Tonight, 59 degrees and partly cloudy. Tomorrow should be around 81 degrees and partly cloudy. Currently, it's 55 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
If you're wondering how to get the funding needed to run a small business today, Cabbage has the answer. Cabbage helps small business owners access simple and flexible funding right away, without the headaches that come with applying for a traditional loan. Apply online or from your phone by securely linking your business information to get an automatic decision. There's no waiting in line, scanning documents, or tracking down financial statements. Cabbage gives you the flexibility to decide what's best for your business. Once you're approved, you choose when to use your funds and how much to take. You'll only pay for the funds you actually use. Cabbage has supported over 100,000 small businesses with $3.5 billion in funding. Visit cabbage.com/insanity. There's no cost to apply or set up your line of credit. As a Business Insanity Talk Radio listener, when you qualify for funding, you'll get a $50 Visa gift card you can use anywhere. That's Cabbage with a K, KABBAGE.com/insanity.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMaltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I used to take 7 vitamin supplements, and I still felt sluggish at times. But with Balance of Nature, I don't feel sluggish at all. don't do what I did. I took 7 different supplements, vitamin supplements, and they really didn't help in the long run. I still felt sluggish, but with Balanced Nature, I have the extra boost of energy, and I thank you. Thank you all again. I really, really mean it.
What are you waiting for? Good health is just a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, there's a lot of small business communities out there which can really help you grow your business, but how do you choose one, or how do you decide to start one of your own? My next guest is Zach Miller. He's an entrepreneur, author, internet personality, and mayor of Hustle City. After his own successful pursuit in the entrepreneurship realm, Zach launched Hatch in Norfolk, Virginia. This put him on the map as an expert in the startup community. Zach, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So a lot of people may have the wrong idea about what the definition is of a small business community. What is it, and how can it help small business owners?
Well, I mean, I think small business community is a community of businesses large to small, and the collection of them makes the community that business and the people that work there and live there something that can be very impactful. And whether it's, you know, a big city like a big market, New York, Seattle, Denver, or a smaller known like Norfolk, Chattanooga, or, you know, Cheyenne, Wyoming, there's really important parts to each of those communities that are important and beneficial to the growth of seeing that area succeed. And it's something that we've been able to kind of look at in our backyard in southeastern Virginia and be able to, you know, make it stronger when maybe it's not the biggest community in the country. And I don't think that matters.
You know, I find a lot of people, as I travel around the country, they say, well, we're no Austin, we're no Silicon Valley, we're not New York. But they find ways to make their own small business community. They find the ways to make proud of it and help the businesses that are there, right?
Yeah, and what I think a lot of those communities that you name do very well is market themselves very well. And so Austin wasn't Austin at one point, but they started believing it. They started telling that story. And if you can start becoming your own champion, your own champion for your community, you'll be able to get that community to be seen on the map more, and then you'll become the next Austin or New York or wherever it might be. Even if you are a 100,000-person community, it doesn't matter. You can still have big impact. And I think the first thing to do is to become your own champion, be that voice, be a place where people are looking at as a great place to grow a business.
So what does that take really, Zach? Does it come from a public official being able to do that, or does it come from the business leaders within that community to start talking like that?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's normally someone that is like the mayor, or even though I'm the mayor of Puzzle City.
Exactly.
I think it's an individual or a business that has a strong identity in your community, in the region, in the city that you live in, and really wants to help put a voice behind it. And so whether that's one person, a collection of people, maybe a specific business, but it's someone that wants to take the city that they're in and help really be the champion, market it more, and really give it that vision to be seen from the outside world and to kind of attract and retain the people that are already in your community that didn't look at it that way, to really start saying, oh, you know, maybe this community has something that I didn't think it did. And it's a great way to just start really putting some polish on something that's already probably pretty strong.
Do you think it starts with a physical place like an incubator or a co-working space?
I think a lot of times people think it does. What I think is more important, though, is that it's a congregation of people. And a lot of times that could happen at an incubator or co-working space. A lot of places now that are starting out are breweries. And so breweries mm-hmm. are kind of the new coffee shop, if you will. And right. so it just needs to be a place where people are welcomed, are interested in meeting other people. And so I don't think the location of it matters. It just, what matters are the people that actually show up.
And it's really the people being willing to help other people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a kind of a notion, give before you get. And if you have a lot of people that provide a lot of value to other people, that's going to rise all boats, if you will. And I think it's important that you have people that are interested in helping each other. And even if they're competition, you know, you see a lot of people that, you know, historically would have said, oh, you're my competition, I can't help you. Well, now they're kind of working collaboratively, and you're seeing mashups, are you will, of different businesses that never would have done business together, but now are, you know, partnering a lot and doing work together. And it rises that whole community up.
How do you convince people, Zach, to really get involved? Because a lot of folks just want to sit on the sideline, or they don't think the help is there for the offing, or they don't feel like they need help. Where does that conversation start?
So I personally believe that the people who aren't interested, you should not try to convince them. They're on the back end of a bell curve, right? And so if you're going to spend all your time trying to convince that person or that group of people, hey, come listen to me, you're going to be wasting your time and you may never convince them. Instead, raise your hand, start hosting small meetups at the brewery, at the co-working space, at the incubator, and find the people that are interested in it, and then focus on building that up, asking them who their friends are, who the businesses that should be there, to be there. But if you're focused on the people that don't get it, the people who aren't interested in this kind of new wave, you can waste so much time trying to convince them that you never get anything.
I totally agree. Well, Zach, thanks for being on the show. If you want to get in touch with Zach, go to www.startwithhatch.com. Coming up, how to get out of that trap of success. This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bowden, lost with a look at the roadways. Dan Ryan Express Lanes heading outbound at 31st. There's a crash, and that's causing all the express lanes to be closed at 31st. Also on 55 northbound, slowing between Veterans Parkway and 355. And you'll find delays as well on the inbound Eisenhower, where it's heavy between Laramie and Cicero. That's with a report of a crash. Thorndale to the post office is 31 from Mannheim is 18. On the Kennedy, the express lane's closed between the junction and Ohio Street. That continues until 8 a.m. Also inbound between Cumberland and Harlem, there's road construction. Two right lanes remain closed. That continues until 8 a.m. this morning. Then the right lane continues to be closed until 10 a.m. Tonight, 51 and clear. Tomorrow, 71 and partly cloudy. Currently, it is 61 degrees out. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
I've seen this happen time and time again. You see, you have some success at your business, and then you think you have this Midas touch. You start surrounding yourself with yes men and yes women telling you what a big success you actually are. But guess what? It's a trap. And it's really hard for most of us to avoid. Here to help is Gene Hammett. He works with companies to discover new strategies for hypergrowth. Gene's podcast called Leaders in the Trenches has been recognized by Inc. and Entrepreneur for its insight on marketing and sales leadership. He's got a new book out. It's called Trap of Success. Gene, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Barry.
So what is the trap of success?
So it came from me running a successful business. I had about $5 million in revenue over the course of, 9 years. So I was running $5 million a year. And I wasn't happy. I wasn't fulfilled. And I wondered, like, is this it? I thought maybe I would create significance at some point later, but I got so comfortable in the money I made, the freedom I created, the team I surrounded around me. I didn't want to let go of that to go get what I really wanted, and I was trapped by my success.
What did you really want? I thought what you really want was creating a business of $5 million that gave you flexibility and money.
Well, you know, that's what we think you want, and when you get there, you realize there's more to life. I remember my dad had passed away from cancer, and it really rocked me. And a lot of these things cause that reflection that we happen whenever something like that happens. And I wanted to create an innovation in the industry I was in. And I also wanted to have more purpose. And at some point in time, they were really kind of forces that went against each other. So I did nothing. I just continued to make more money.
Now, you've written a lot about how one of the hardest lessons is after you lost $3 million and you tried to rebuild your business. Tell us what happened.
About losing the money?
Yeah. and coming back.
Yeah, and coming back. So I was working that business and I wasn't happy, but I continued just to doing the same old things, the incremental growth, if you will. And so I put together the biggest deal of my life with my business partner, and he had about $3 million. We had a contract and all that stuff. He was my best friend, and he failed to deliver. It's almost like I was caught in the middle. I was in the squeeze. I call it the 2x4 day, the day I got hit by a 2x4. What it felt like. And so it caused me to completely have to change gears. I could no longer just, live in that drift of the trap of success because I had to change. And so I was able to really focus on what I wanted to do from a purpose driven. So I really wanted to make a difference in this world. So I found the coaching world. I found where I was supposed to be, to give back insight to others. And it's been a hard journey back. It's been like 7.5 years, but I've made it. I feel like I'm making a difference every day.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of us have to go through a certain kind of pain really to make that change. Can you actually avoid this trap success, or does everybody have to go through it, Gene?
No, you can avoid it. You just have to be aware that it's coming. You have to feel that calling if you really should be doing something else, and have to have the courage to really look at, those decisions that you've made, because it gets really easy when you don't have the big adversity like I have and a lot of people have faced, because it's almost invisible to you. So you have to be really self-aware that there is more you can do. You have to hear that calling. Sometimes it starts as a whisper, but you have to have the courage to continue to grow and evolve as a business owner. And that's where you don't have to lose everything to get there.
But don't you think, Gene, it's difficult to make that shift if seemingly everything is going well in your life and things are smooth? There's really no impetus to change.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's easy. Like, it was hard for me. I, you know, the reason I wrote the book about the trap of success is because I can look back after losing everything going, God, I missed all those signs. I missed those things. Even my coaches that were working with me at the time were missing it. One of the things that was really telling is, you know, in writing this book, I look back over some of the journals I kept. And one of the questions that those coaches asked me was, is there a dream you've given up on? The very first thing on the list was to be a coach. Now, at the time, I was making, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and I had given up on something. Like, why did I do that? So it is hard, but it is possible to recognize that and move forward with clarity.
And so how do you actually find that clarity for small business owners when they're going through this? Where do you start?
Well, I'm going to take you to something I discovered in writing the book and how I organize my thoughts. Really looking at where you think significance is in your life. Where do you really feel like you're adding value to the world? Where are you really feeling contribution? Because in my other business, I wasn't. That's part of what was missing. I was just making more money. So if you really understand the significance that you want and you can actually find a way that success and significance dance together, because they actually do. They actually feed off each other, the energy of both of them. And that's what's propelled me so far, you know, as the business has changed, is really being intently aware of what creates significance in our lives.
And I love that word because, you know, most of us aren't going to discover the cure for cancer, but we can make a difference. We can be significant. Gene, thanks for being on the show. Where can people get a copy of the book? I know it's coming out in the next 10 days.
Yeah, it's coming out really soon. The Trap of Success is a great place. Or if you forget that, you can just go to GeneGeneTheDanceMachine.com and it'll point you right there.
GeneGeneTheDanceMachine. I love that. Gene, thanks so much for being on the show. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Barry.
Coming up next, we're going to look at an area that is constantly changing. It is online law. What we can do about protecting our reputation and our trademarks online, because things really are different than the way they're before. This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Fruits and vegetables in a capsule? Really? Let me get this straight. Over 10 servings of 31 different 100% pure fruits and veggies every day. No fillers, no additives, in vegetarian capsules at a cost of about 20 cents per serving. Want to know more? Tune in this Saturday at 6 p.m. for the Balance of Nature show here on AM 560. Everything you need to know in a capsule. Get your family and friends together. You don't want to miss this one. Listen this Saturday at 6 p.m. on AM 560.
When you know the scrubs while renovating your lawn, use Bayer Dialox to kill the grubs. I'm Jos Rosen, host of Garden Sense. You can apply Dialox on the same day that you apply turf thrust and sow grass seed. However, when you do this, make separate applications. Do not mix the turf thrust, Dialox, or seed together. Again, separate the applications. I'm Jos Rosen, host of Garden Sense. Garden Sense is heard every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. on AM 560, The Answer.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, one of the most rapidly changing areas in law are the rules in the online world. This includes privacy, copyrights, and the FTC.com disclosure requirements and marketing guidelines. Here to sift through some of that stuff is Richard Chapo. He's a business lawyer in San Diego with 20 years of experience. Richard, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, I just want to ask you some questions that I know are on some people's mind. Can online businesses terminate users because of the content that they post?
Typically, they can. You know, if we look at the recent examples where we have the activity in the South, neo-Nazis and what have you, and many people may be aware that Google and other service providers went ahead and canceled those people's accounts. And the reason they can do that is they have statements in their terms which prohibit certain activities such as making threatening actions or threatening violence or any kind of racism, that type of thing. And you can do that. People think, well, what about the First Amendment? But First Amendment really only applies to the government, not to private companies.
Interesting. So there's also been some recent changes by the U.S. Copy Office. Tell us about those that every business has to comply with by the end of 2017.
Sure. The Copyright Office is in charge of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. That act gives websites immunity from copyright infringement claims based on what people upload to the site. If you think about Facebook, what people upload to it, you know, there are 1.4 billion users, so how could Facebook possibly monitor all of that? Under the DMCA, they're immune from liability for that. However, they have to follow a compliance process, and one of the compliance steps is to designate an agent to receive complaints, and that agent must be registered with the Copyright Office. The Copyright Office just launched a whole new system, and unfortunately, they're not moving agents that were registered with the previous system over to the new one. So companies, businesses, small and large, have to re-register by the end of December 2017, where they lose all the protections of the DMCA. The DMCA is one of the foundational laws of the web. So anybody who has a website and allows people to post to it need to re-register. And if they don't, it's only $6. And if you don't, you lose all those protections. You can be liable for copyright infringement.
So another question people have is, do they actually own their social media account and all the followers that come along with it?
It's an excellent question and one we're seeing more problems with. And the answer is simply no. You don't own it. The problem is those are third-party sites, and so when you're on those sites, you're subject to their terms, and the terms often prohibit the transfer of certain information, such as the list of followers and what have you, and there can be problems with that. If you violate the terms, you can lose your account. It's something that companies need to be very aware of, because if you spend 2 years, 3 years building a following, whether you're one person or a larger company, and you lose that because you violated the terms, it's gone. You're not getting it back. So the solution for that is we try to encourage people to move their followers to their own website, offer them something free like an ebook or something of that sort. Well, they'll move to your site, join your email list, and that way you have control over that email list. So if something does happen to your social media account, you know, you're not destroyed by it.
Well, Richard, this is just a couple questions that are constantly coming up. There's many more. Where can people get in touch with you?
You can find me online at my website, which is SoCalInternetLawyer.com, or you can always look me up online, Richard Chapo, C-H-A-P-O. I'll be happy to talk to you.
Richard, thanks for being on the show, and I want to thank all of you for joining this week's radio show. I want to thank our sponsors, Nextiva and Cabbage. I also want to thank our incredible staff here, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you are serious about being more successful this year, you got to give me a call. I've set up a private line just for you. It's 773-837-8250, or you can email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you finally get your small business unstuck? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money that you deserve, that you sought after when you started that small business? Remember, love everyone, trust the few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Lately, it seems you're not feeling